An Anchorage attorney says U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas groped her 17 years ago when she was a scholar in a post-college program in Washington, D.C. Moira Smith, now an attorney for the gas utility NSTAR, wrote on Facebook that it happened before a dinner party at her then-boss's house in a Virginia suburb. She said in her October 7th post that, quote, "To my complete shock, he groped me while I was setting the table, suggesting I should sit right next to him." Smith's post came as the country was reacting to a videotape of Donald Trump boasting he could grab women with impunity. Thousands of women took to social media to tell their accounts of being harassed and assaulted by men, many of whom were never held to account. Smith later took down her Facebook page. National Law Journal broke the story. Smith's friend said today she's not doing interviews, but she issued a statement. In it, she says she was speaking up to set an example of truth-telling for her children and in hopes of ending the pervasiveness of sexual misconduct. National Law Journal reports Thomas denies the accusation and called it preposterous. Anchorage Assemblyman Bill Evans says he's known Smith since she was an intern at the law firm where he worked, Dorsey and Whitney. Evans says Smith is honest and trustworthy.
He certainly is as credible as anyone I know. I think I believe entirely what she said.
Smith clerked for State Supreme Court Justice Dana Fabe and later worked at the firm Ashburn & Mason in Anchorage. Assemblyman Evans says he and Smith run in the same social circles, and he saw her original Facebook post a few weeks ago.
That was shocking and very, saddening.
Thomas is in his 25th year on the Supreme Court. The Senate confirmed him in 1991, despite law professor Anita Hill's accusations of sexual harassment.